You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're kicking off our analysis of the medium-term budget policy statement with thoughts from the chief economist at Investec, Annabel Bishop. She joins me on the line now to share her thoughts on the budget. Annabel, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I noted that when I started listening to the speech, and pretty much the opening statement of the speech was, the central bank and national treasury are aligned on the inflation targeting policy. I knew we were in for quite the speech. What did you make of the speech today?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I think, you know, it's a very interesting situation we have in South Africa, because with such low inflation now, and of course, confirmation of the target at 3%, with the band around it at 1% on either side, 2 to 4%, means that we're in line for significantly lower interest rates going forward. And, you know, with a flexible target band, 2 to 4%, that means the Reserve Bank doesn't have to hike interest rates when inflation goes a bit above 3%. At the moment, you know, it's at 3.4%, and it's likely to fluctuate a bit around this until it actually settles closer to 3%.
You brought up the central bank, Annabel, and I want to get your thoughts, because we have an MPC meeting next week. Are we expecting a rate cut in that respect? And alongside that, ahead of that, this week, in fact, on Friday, we have a ratings review from Standard & Poor's. We know that according to Moody's at the moment, we are potentially going to be a little notch higher than where we previously were. Are we expecting a ratings upgrade, even if it leaves us still in junk status?
Yeah, so lots going on at the moment. I certainly think that we could see an interest rate cut at the November MPC meeting. We're expecting a 25 basis point cut, but it's going to be quite close. They may decide to leave it unchanged and perhaps cut next year, partly because we are not likely to see the US cut interest rates in its last meeting of this year, but also, of course, as well, the Reserve Bank itself has revised up its inflation figures at the last meeting. It was less dovish, so it would need to see a revision down again of those inflation forecasts to get a cut. But I think exciting that we have the S&P potential for an upgrade. We don't expect to see a two-notch jump. We're not expecting to return to investment-grade status, but we certainly think that we're on the path to a recovery towards that, and we may even hit investment-grade, you know, this time next year. But of course, you know, the budget itself, what really came through was that we actually saw a lowering in debt levels, projections going forwards, and of course, that is something the credit rating agencies will be looking at quite closely.
Annabel, how important are these factors for the South African economy? A lot of people wonder, why does it matter that the inflation targeting band has been revised down to what is effectively between 2 and 4% with an anchoring around 3% as opposed to what we previously had? And then coupled with the other conversations around stabilizing debt to GDP and seeing interest rate cuts, what does all of this do for an economy like South Africa where it relates to growth?
Well, you know, all of it leads towards interest rate cuts. And of course, lower interest rates mean a lower cost of borrowing, which in turn means it's easier to do business in South Africa. It's easier to employ people. And also, of course, as well, lower interest rates reduce the cost of borrowing for homeowners. That also, of course, results in more money to spend. It improves your purchasing power. So all in all, it tends to fuel economic growth. And of course, as we know, that in turn creates more jobs.
Annabel, I want to get your thoughts around some of the other pronouncements that were made from a budgetary perspective. The inflation conversation obviously being the biggest conversation, or the biggest announcement rather. We did see also comments around the GDP outlook from a growth perspective, and that's seemingly holding positive, probably a little over double what we anticipated last year's GDP would be. Do we think that this is a more achievable target at this point?
Yeah, so the GDP forecast was revised down this year to 1.2%, and previously it was 1.4%, and of course next year 1.5%. So from that perspective, you know, really looking out over the next few years, growth expected to move to 2% and then towards 3%. I think it is certainly achievable given the progress that we've seen on the infrastructure front. We obviously have seen significant gains made in reducing the crisis we have amongst domestic freight, but also, of course, as well, we've seen improvements on electricity front. We've seen a reduction in to virtual elimination now of load shedding. And, of course, we've got off the grey list. So Operation Vulindlela has really been quite successful in South Africa, and it really is going to bolster stronger economic growth going forward. So we do think it's achievable.
Annabel, were there any standout conversations that you think the minister could have touched on that he perhaps missed an opportunity to?
So I think it wasn't the most exciting budget, but I think it was certainly a very good budget. I suppose what I'd like to know more about, and it's difficult to say at this point, but how well is SARS doing in terms of improving collections? They did talk about a number of areas where they could certainly lift the amount of revenue coming in, and I think that's very important. You know, areas that we are not getting, that are not getting taxed that should be, and of course, you know, improving SARS and exactly what's happening in that space to obviously bring in more into the coffers. So I found that very interesting. I think, you know, from a tariff perspective, even though it's a very hot topic this year, it's had less effect than perhaps was initially thought, given that South Africa's found a lot of alternative export destinations. And I think, you know, from that perspective, we may even see economic growth surprise a little bit on the upside, given that, you know, a lot of that was built in and thought to be negative. So really, the bottom line comes down to how quickly we'll see recovery in terms of infrastructure build in South Africa and, of course, you know, particularly in the domestic freight crisis. And all of those areas are absolutely key. But I think we did cover, you know, what was necessary in the budget. And obviously, you know, the hopes certainly are for substantially faster economic growth going forward. And it certainly seems like South Africa is turning a corner.
Annabel, what do you make of the targeted and responsible savings plan or program that is currently underway? The government very clear around wanting to address things like wasteful expenditure and reorganizing the budgets wherever they can to optimize savings. This is a very deliberate and very direct message around wanting to potentially achieve lower expenditure, which, as the minister alluded to, it's either we increase revenues or we decrease expenditure.
Yes, I think it's very, very long overdue. You know, obviously, looking to cut out corruption is absolutely key. And, of course, we've seen a huge amount of work done around that, which has resulted in us getting off the grey list. And, of course, as well, you know, what's absolutely paramount is to continue on that track to make sure we don't go back on the grey list. Also, of course, looking to remove ghost workers in the system. And really just to, more importantly, I think, than anything what the minister was actually saying, was that to make sure that when money is spent, it's spent effectively, that it actually results in return. That we know we actually are spending money to foster strong economic growth and therefore getting people into employment in South Africa. And that's absolutely critical. So I think, you know, that's again been one of the fruits of the government of national unity, and we expect this to continue. We also, I think, had confirmation recently from the ANC that they're not looking to replace President Ramaphosa until his term has ended. So I think, as president of the country, so I think, you know, from that perspective, we really are on a positive trajectory for South Africa. And as you said, you know, cutting wasteful, inefficient expenditure is really key.
All of the right things being said today in the medium-term budget policy statement, and it seems as though the markets and sentiment have responded to that. Accordingly, we'll leave the conversation on that. Now, thanks so much to the chief economist at Investec, Annabel Bishop, for joining us to share her thoughts on the medium-term budget policy statement.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.